عليه وسلم. The next item on tonight's program will be some advice by a group of students regarding the importance of Durood Sharif, first by Ibrahim Siddad, then by Furqan Joseph, then by Muaz Dawood, then Muhammad Ahmad Barak, then Ismail Dokrat, and Muhammad Asif Barak.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The command of reciting Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. God Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Verily Allah and His angels send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So O you believe, do send durood and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. From this ayah, we can only imagine what a great personality Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously received durood from Allah himself and the angels, and will continue receiving countless blessings until the day of Qiyamah. In this very ayah, Allah Ta'ala commands the Muslims to send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should all try our best daily to recite maximum durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadu wa barik wa sallim. Some benefits of reciting Durood Sharif. Reciting abundant durood removes every need which a person may have, whether it relates to his dunya or his akhirah. It is a cure for many sicknesses. It is a means of being remembered in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and being honored by receiving his salams. People in gatherings of durood are enveloped by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for the forgiveness of the one who recites durood upon him. Warnings for not reciting Durood Sharif. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people do not sit in any gathering in which they do not recite Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except there would be a means of regret for them on the day of Qiyamah, even though they may enter Jannah on account of them seeing the reward which they failed to acquire by neglecting to recite Durood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a sign of a person being ill-mannered and ungrateful that my name is mentioned in his presence, yet he still neglects reciting Durood upon me.
Imam Ghazali relates this incident as narrated by Abdul Wahid bin Zaid Basri, who says, I once went on a journey to perform Hajj. With me, a certain person traveled as my companion all the time, whether walking, sitting, or standing. He continued to recite Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I therefore asked him his reason for abundant recitation of Durood. He replied, when I performed my first Hajj, my father accompanied me, and on our return, we reached one of the resting places and slept there. I had seen a dream in which someone was telling me, wake up, your father had passed away and his face was turning black. I woke in great distress, and when I removed the cloth from the face of my father, I had discovered, indeed, he had passed away and his face was turning black. This filled me with great sorrow, and I was overcome with fear. I fell asleep again and dreamt that four dark-skinned men with iron rods about to torment him sitting by his head. At that point, a handsome man dressed in two green shades passed by and chased his four men away. He then stroked the face of my father with his hands and said to me, rise up and rejoice, for Allah Ta'ala has changed the color of your father's face. It is now white. I said to him in great happiness and joy, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. Who are you? My name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Since then, I never stopped reciting the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakullah.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of also making it part and parcel of our daily lives, making it a daily habit of sending abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our senior ulama explain that a minimum of 300 durood should be recited daily by every single ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially on the day of Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah, tonight being the night of Jumu'ah, tomorrow being the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase our recitation of durood sharif. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even encouraged us and emphasized upon us that we should abundantly send durood to him on the day of Jumu'ah. For the durood that is sent on the day of Jumu'ah goes directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.